Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Locked. Locked. Here we go. You dialed that correctly, too. USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Trevor's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And today we're going to be talking about bees. Yep, bees. And Jeffrey Maddox is with us. Welcome, Jeffrey Maddox.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, Jeffrey. Hey, listen, you're a big hit whenever you come and talk about bees. And I'm all excited because on Monday, next Monday, you're going to be teaching a class at the meetup on Monday about raising bees. Why we need bees, how to keep them comfortable and thriving. And I'm all excited about that. So that's next Monday at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. So Jeffrey Maddox will be there. And Maddox Bees, MaddoxBees.com. MaddoxBees.com. So Jeffrey, you know, I was thinking, what is a good use for that bee and wasp spray? I went to the internet just for the broadcast, and for about $5, you can get a can of Raid, a bonus can. It has 25% more.
bonus can.
Yeah, and it's wasp and hornet killer. It's actually called Raid Wasp and Hornet Killer, and there's some features that this can has. It kills wasps and hornets on contact. It destroys the larvae and the pupae in the nest. It will kill an entire nest population. It contains no CFCs or other ozone-depleting substances, and it is a box of spray killer. Now, what would a person use that for besides, like, a home invasion or a carjacking? Well, I can't imagine any other use for that stuff. Can you?
Well, I suppose if you want to toxify your environment a little bit more, you could use it. But honestly, if you have a problematic insect, soapy water does the same thing. So a little dish soap and some water will do it. That's, a lot of people don't like the yellow jackets or the paper wasps up in the trees, and those are fine. But if you've got honeybees, it'd be much better if you would call a beekeeper and let us take them away for you instead of killing them.
Yeah, and, you know, I have a neighbor. We have a wonderful neighbor who bought some beekeeping equipment, maybe some do-it-yourself beekeeping equipment, and started raising bees right across the road from us. Well, right across the road is, you know, over a mile away. But I think it's wonderful, you know, and I was actually kind of hoping some of those bees would, you know, fly over here and you know, and like our neighborhood, you know, or our farm, too. So let me ask you, Jeffrey, you know, we see these bees. We see these flying insects. Let's just stay with the bees for now. We see them, and they fly by, and we go, where do they go? Where do they go after they do a flyby?
Well, bees will forage easily within 2 miles of the hive in any direction. So if your neighbor's a mile away, his bees will be working in your yard with no problem.
I love
if you get down, there's been some interesting studies down in the desert areas where forage is much more sparse. 5 miles that they have to, but that'll wear them out pretty quick. So they're like any other animal. They want to not work harder than they have to, so they will forage what's close to home. But 2 miles is well within their range.
So Jeffrey, as they're foraging, what are they looking for?
They're looking for nectarine flowers that have a good payload. Certain flowers, like tulip poplars, have quite a large nectar reserve in the flower. So they will preferentially work flowers like that. Flowers that are in the Rosaceae family, fruit trees, apple trees, viburnums, other shrubs that are in the Rosaceae family, the rose family, have a lot of nectar compared to other flowers, so they'll tend to work them very hard. At this time of year, we've got the oaks are in bloom, the sassafras are in bloom, a lot of the trees are in bloom, and the bees are working really hard. This is the mother load of feeding times for honeybees. They do most of their honey collection in April, May, and June here in the Ozarks, and they'll be working it hard for the next 3 months. They're sort of the ultimate preppers. They have 3 months to gather all the food they need for the next 9 months until next spring. So it's a lot of work.
Okay, so Jeffrey, why is it, let's go right after these ordinance writers. I called the city of Springfield a couple of years ago. Literally a couple of years ago, and I said, "So, raising bees in Springfield, what do I have to know?" And the city said, "No, you can't do that. You can't. Well, actually, you can. If you have a property that's large enough, you know, you can raise bees." I said, "Okay, so how large? 20 acres." And I said, "Oh, well, that's great. That's great." So, Walmart is the only. The only property owner in the city of Springfield that has 20 acres. So Walmart can raise bees. But what about the rest of us? Well, we have an ordinance against it. So how do you feel about, as someone who raises and encourages bee life, if you will, how do you feel about city ordinances against raising bees?
Well, most people are not really opposed to the bees. They write the ordinances so that they have some enforcement capabilities. If there's no ordinance, then if someone has bees, they have no way to control that person if they're a bad beekeeper. Unfortunately, here in Springfield, we had a lady reported. I don't know who she was or what she was doing, but apparently she was not taking care of her bees very well, and they were bothering some neighbors, and so, but the neighbors had no recourse because there was no ordinance. There were lots of beehives in the city before the ordinance was passed. There still are lots of beehives in the city. But like most of the population, 98% of those people never bother their neighbors. It's the 2%, the rotten apples, that ruin the load for everybody else. So the ordinances get passed, and then the cities have a way to go after somebody if they're being the bad apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly what that's like. I just talked to the mayor of the city of Lebanon yesterday afternoon, and he told me that, well, we got a complaint about you. There was this guy from Ohio, and he complained about the way I dealt with the cops at the expo. So the city of Lebanon is taking it out on me because some jerk came to the expo and complained to the city about how I dealt with the cops, which I think I dealt with them very professionally, but I did not want them to be at the expo. So one jerk causes a huge problem for everybody. So I'd love to know who this guy is, and if I find out who this guy is from Ohio that complained about us, I'll make sure I give you his phone number and you can call him and tell him what you think, because we can't go back to Lebanon anymore. Lebanon Expo is done. We're not going back to Lebanon ever again. Because, well, the city of Lebanon decided that they wanted to declare war on us. And here's what happened, Jeffrey. They came with a fire truck and they said, well, yeah, we had an electrical fixture that at the YMCA, and we thought it might be a problem. So we called the fire trucks, and they came out with lights and sirens and horns and scared our guests away. But they said to me that, look, the cops, you know, there's a natural curiosity, so the cops want to come and they want to check us out, and that means that the cops can, just because they wear badges and guns and tasers and body armor and handcuffs and all that kind of stuff, that they can do whatever they want. They don't have to pay to come in like everybody else. They can just do what they want. Well, I object to that, and I object to their presence. So if they want to come and be out of uniform, that's one thing. But if they want to push their weight around, no, I don't want them. So we're not going back to Lebanon. But, you know, I understand. So you're talking about a situation with, you know, one lousy beekeeper causing a problem for everybody else. Now, and that one lousy beekeeper is preventing the efficient pollination of food, right?
Well, they certainly make it harder. There are plenty of good beekeepers who are out there. It's always a shame that the one complainer gets more weight than the 99 people who compliment the process. So that's human nature, I suppose. But there are plenty of good beekeepers doing their job and plenty of bees around. One of the important points brought up in the ordinance process was the fact that there are already tons of wild beehives in the trees and in the walls of houses, and there are plenty of beehives already in the city that aren't causing problems. It's not as if when the ordinance is passed, there's all of a sudden going to be more bees than there were before. They're already here, and they're not causing problems.
Yeah, and that was my question, like, where do they go? So they do a flyby, and where do they go? So they live under eaves of houses. They find little homes in some of the old homes where they can find an opening and build the hive. That all makes sense to me. But let me ask you this, Jeffrey.
Go ahead.
What would life be like, literally? What would life be like without bees?
Life would be a lot less pleasant without honeybees. They pollinate many of the foods we eat. Things like lemons, avocados, apples, peaches, pears, cherries, all these things that we eat that don't grow in the Midwest. Take lemons and avocados, for example. We love those things. But if we didn't have honeybees, the crop of lemons and avocados would be much, much smaller.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Jeffrey Maddox, Maddox Bees, M-A-D-D-O-X, bees.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit guns80.com, guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Jeffrey Maddox is with us, MaddoxBees.com. You've seen him at the Get Prepared Expo, you've seen him at the meetups, and he's been on the air with us multiple times, and it's great to have you with us, Jeffrey. And we're talking about bees and the importance of bees, and, you know, some people who are naive think that bees are a nuisance and they want to kill them. Well, we don't think that's the way to go. We think that they're absolutely necessary for pollination. And you were talking about lemons and peaches and avocados and cherries and so forth. Let's say we want it, Jeffrey, let's be selfish, okay? Let's say we want to plant an orchard. And we want to grow some apples, and we want to grow some cherries, and I'm thinking of Missouri, okay, so maybe some pears. What would be the result of adding a beehive to, let's say we have a farm, you know, or a ranch? What would be the benefit of raising bees near that orchard?
Two big benefits. The first is that you would more than double your production off those trees, because the native pollinators in the environment are not evolved to pollinate those plants, and you would get less pollination. The second benefit is, take apples, for example. Apples need to be pollinated 6 to 8 times in order to develop a full round fruit like we're looking at, like we expect to have in the store. If an apple is only partially pollinated, only part of the seeds produce and grow, so you get lopsided, funky fruit that most people would pass over when they were going to choose an apple out of a pile of apples. They want the big round apple they've come to expect. That takes a lot of pollination. And that's why our big industrial agriculture of peaches and cherries and apples and all these fruits rely upon honeybees to pollinate their crops. So if you put a beehive in with your orchard here in Missouri, you're going to get more fruit and you're going to get better looking fruit.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to think of a single reason why I would not want to do this. I can't think of one, Jeffrey. Not one reason.
The only reason for anybody not to keep honeybees is if they are severely allergic. You know, that's asking too much risk for the gain you're going to get from keeping honeybees. But less than one half of 1%, so less than half of a percent of the population is severely allergic to honeybees. You come to those, your preparedness expos and stuff, and probably half the people come through and say, I'm allergic to bees, because they've been stung once and they swelled a little bit. Swelling is a natural reaction. A severe reaction is when you are having restrictions in your breathing or major hives or something like that, and there are very few people who have that. So most people could keep a beehive. Most of the farmsteads back in the 1800s would have a beehive or two or four. And it wasn't just for the honey. It was for the pollination, but there are other hive products that come out of a beehive. You're looking at beeswax, which they use to waterproof everything from their boots to their farm equipment to their farm implements. You take a block of beeswax and you rub it up and down the handle of your hoe or your rake or your axe, and what you've got is a waterproofed, conditioned piece of wood that feels better in your hands instead of getting splinters and cracks and everything else. Woodworkers use the beeswax to keep wood from checking, to lubricate drill bits, to grease the hinges on your door. Beeswax is an excellent dry lubricant. The propolis that comes out of a beehive. Propolis is the tree resins and tree saps that honeybees collect, and they use it to coat everything on the inside of their hive to create an antibacterial coating on every single surface in that hive. They also use it to caulk all the cracks and to entomb their parasites. So they actually use it to build little prisons. But people took that propolis, and they looked at what the bees did with it, and they looked at the condition of the wood inside the hive, and they say, we could use this stuff. That's how we got varnish. We started to take propolis, put it in an alcohol solution, and dilute a little bit, and use that to create varnish. We got these ideas from honey.
There you go. When we come back, let's talk more about bees, and let's talk about do-it-yourself beekeeping. Let's build a hive, and let's raise some bees right here on the broadcast class from USAPreparedness.com with Jeffrey Maddox. I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Jeffrey Maddox is with us. Maddox Bees, MaddoxBees.com. And he's going to be at the meetup next Monday at Jimmy's Egg. So if you if you'd like to learn more about bees, beekeeping, and why you should raise bees, how to do it, Jeffrey Maddox will be with us at Jimmy's Egg next Monday in Springfield, Missouri. Information is on the website. Jeffrey, we're talking about propolis. Please continue with that, and then let's build a beehive, a do-it-yourself beehive.
Well, I was just speaking of the various products that came out of beehives, and everybody thinks about honey, but beeswax is important. The propolis was important. In other countries, they eat the larvae, you know, as part of their food source. We don't do that here, but other people do it. And you want to talk about building your own beehive and keeping bees. I always try to remind people that the Egyptians kept bees, pioneers kept bees, indigenous tribes in South America keep bees. I think if some of these cultures who did not have a hardware store in every corner could build beehives, I'm pretty sure that we could this day without having to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It can be done. I would say I'd also like to give a promo to the Beekeeping Association here, the Ozarks Beekeepers. We have meetings every month, and if you're interested in keeping bees, you've got 200 people in a room who are interested in helping you learn more about bees, helping you avoid the mistakes they made when they were beginners, and we're here to help. So, lots of people...
So when is the next...
Go. I'm sorry.
Jeffrey, when's the next meeting? When's the next meeting?
The Beekeepers Association of the Ozarks meets every fourth Tuesday. Not the last Tuesday, but every fourth Tuesday. Our website is Beekeepers... I'm sorry, no, that's wrong. I'm sorry. The website is Ozarks, with an S, Beekeepers, with an S, .org. Ozarks Beekeepers. You can find us with an easy internet search. If you're looking at beekeeping in Springfield, Missouri, we pop up.
Mm-hmm. So, Jeffrey, if some of our meetup group wants to visit your group in the Ozarks, is there a fee for us to come in and check it out, or do we become members, or how does this work?
Well, it would be great if you became members. Our fee is only $15 a year, which is less than dinner. But if anybody wants to come in and they want to visit and they want to come and check us out a couple of times, our interest is in helping people become better beekeepers and educating the public about beekeeping. It's not about making a ton of money through membership fees. So we're happy to have anybody who wants to come in. Please come join us. Keep an eye on our website as we will be moving our meeting location. We've outgrown where we're at, and we'll be moving next month. But this month we'll still be meeting at the O'Reilly Cancer Center on the east side of Mercy Hospital in Springfield. It's on Fremont. I believe the address is 2055 South Fremont, fourth Tuesday of the month. And we will help you figure out how to get a beehive, how to get the parts, get the bees in them, and take care of them.
That sounds great. Okay. I'm going to do my best to attend your meeting, next one that's coming up, if possible. By the way, I'm looking at your the website. Looks like there's a picture of the Get Prepared Expo on there. Am I correct? You guys at the expo?
Of
there's
our
a picture
website,
of you with
yes.
a beehive?
Yeah. So the Beekeepers Association,
yeah.
Yes. Yep, we've been
okay,
there,
great.
What, 3 years now? So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm all excited. I'm looking forward to coming, and I'm going to mention it to our meetup group. You know, and also please mention it at you know, when you're with the meetup, and let us know, you know, all about what we need to do to come over to your meetings. Okay, so let's build a do-it-yourself beehive. What do we need? How big is it? And so forth.
Okay, the important part to remember is while there are standard equipment for beehives these days, bees are looking for a cavity. So bees have been existing in trees, in the overhangs of cliffs. A natural bee colony will find an opening in your wall and build a hive in the stud space. They love to build a hive in the floor joist space between two floors. So it's not like the bees have to have an exact measurement. That being said, if you use standardized equipment, then you can exchange your bees and equipment with other people, and we can swap resources back and forth so we can act like a community instead of loners out there. And it's nice. However, so let's go back the other direction again. You've got Egyptians who are keeping bees in clay tubes that they made. You've got the pioneers in the Americas who kept bees in hollowed out logs. You've got the English who kept bees in straw skeps. All of those work. It's just as much harder to manage the bee. So what we keep bees in now are boxes, manufactured wood boxes. They're easy to design. If you can create a box, then you can create a beehive. We're not talking about complicated joinery or dado cuts or anything here. It's just simply a box. If you want to go on the cheap end, a lot of people like to run with top bars, and they're strips of wood you hang in the top, sort of like a top of a file folder, and the bees build the comb down from there. Bees will build all the comb. All we need to do is provide them a suitable cavity to live in. You can buy all the equipment brand new and manufactured and spend a couple $100 on a beehive. You can spend a little bit of your own time and energy and sweat equity and make a beehive with salvaged materials for easily under $100 and a little bit of your time. Bees aren't as picky as some other animals that we try to manage. Bees are fairly easy. We give them a suitable cavity, and they'll normally go to work and make a wonderful beehive for us. They don't need a whole lot of management. We help them out occasionally when they have an issue that comes up, but most of the time they take care of themselves. So beekeeping is not really hard. It's a little challenging if you've never done it before because you're learning a new discipline. But this is not brain surgery. Bees are pretty easy to deal with, and they're very forgiving of our mistakes. When we mess something up, they fix it. So if you want to learn to keep bees and you want to get the benefits of having a couple gallons of honey a year and beeswax to make candles and waterproofing equipment, and you want some beeswax to put on your tools and your axe heads to keep them from rusting, come to the beekeeping meetings. We'll help you figure out how to keep bees. Anybody can do it.
I'm posting on the website a link to your website. And because there's some frequently asked questions, there's some pictures that will give us ideas on how we can get started. So for about $100 or less, and maybe even if we have some scrap lumber lying around, we could almost do it for free if we've got some nails. And what about temperature?
Oh, yeah.
How sensitive is our bees to changes in temperature, and what do they need?
This is where they can take care of themselves pretty well as long as we don't mess with them too much and give them the resources necessary. They keep bees all the way up in the Canadian provinces where it's 40 below during the winter. I moved from northern Indiana years ago where we frequently get 3 feet of snow and below zero temperatures. Bees do fine up there. I came down here to the Ozarks where it's much warmer. Our winters are much more mild, and the bees do great down here. Down here, as long as a beehive is well established, you've left it plenty of honey, because honey is what they eat during the winter time. If you've left them plenty of honey and their hive is dry and secure, they will usually overwinter just fine without any help from us. We do not need to wrap them in insulation or do something crazy. They manage their temperature very well. Bees are just insects, so the fact that they are maintaining a heat regimen when it's only 12 degrees outside is a little bit mind-boggling. But they do this because they work together, and bees are capable of dislocating the wing from the flight muscles so they can run the flight muscles without moving the wings. This has the same effect as shivering. So you've got 20,000 insects together who cluster together and form sort of an outer shell of linked bodies who are all shivering at the same time. They manage to maintain a core temperature inside that cluster of bees of 90 degrees, even when it's only 12 degrees outside. It's amazing their amount of teamwork they can do. They will survive cold winter with no problem if we give them plenty of food and let them do their job. So they're pretty amazing little creatures.
You know, one of the things that is probably tempting for us, if we build this box and we just, you know, decide that we're just going to leave it alone and see what happens, but it's hard not to look in there. How much disruption? How much disruption is it that? Let's say we were to peek in there once a week. How bad is that for the bees?
They are fascinating, amazing creatures, and one of the biggest beginner mistakes is that we look at them all the time because they're so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Popping open the lid and taking a look inside is not that big a deal. They can handle that. But every time we open that beehive, we disrupt their workflow. And our job is to look from the entrance more than from the inside. Your management changes from different times of year. Right now, it's spring, and like I said, this is their big push time, so we need to check them a little bit more often. But once you get to August and September, once a month is all you have.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know bidbit.co. why? Because bidbit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA+. USA Prepares team Ask.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
Sign up for Twitter today.
Flash it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the PC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, we're talking with Jeffrey Maddox, MaddoxBees.com, M-A-D-D-O-X-Bees with an S, .com. And if you'd like to visit his website, you certainly are invited to do that. And as well, there's a link on our website, USAPrepares.com, page number one. And there's a link to the Ozark Beekeepers and Jeffrey Maddox website. And I invite you to visit. And I also invite you to consider raising your own bees, because as society continues its decline, which we've talked about, you're going to want to raise your own food. And as Jeffrey mentioned earlier in this broadcast class, that if you have an orchard and you have bees, you will double your yield. So which is easier, raising bees and building a box and encouraging bees to live in your neighborhood, or planting twice as many trees? What would you rather do? And you know, sometimes there's some limiting factors, like real estate. Can you plant twice as many trees? And I think the easy way to go is bees. Jeffrey?
Bees are easy. One of the things that we wanted to touch on here was how cheap it is to get bees, which leads into the other facet of what's going on major time in the bee world right now. This is swarm season. This is the season when a beehive will produce a second queen and then send off half of their hive in what's called a swarm, which is a little cloud of honeybees flying out with a new queen. And their job is to find a new location to build a second hive. This is how beehives reproduce. It also means, though, that if someone's looking to get bees and they've built a beehive, this is a free way to get bees. Let your friends and your neighbors know that you're looking to get into beekeeping. As beekeepers, we maintain a swarm list. So if a homeowner finds a bunch of bees hanging in the tree, which has been happening all week this week. They look up Beekeepers Association. They call somebody on the swarm list, and a beekeeper will come out and take those bees away for them for free. It's a great way to get a hive started is to capture a swarm of bees who are looking for a good place to live. You've built a nice place for them to live, so let them come there. If you've built the beehive, you can set it out in your yard. If you can set it in a branch of a tree about 8 feet tall, a swarm will find it and hopefully move in. Then you got bees with almost no effort on your part besides building the hive. But now is swarm season. We, as beekeepers, want to hear about your bees that are in the trees or in the bushes or sitting on the mailbox. I got a call a couple years ago because a swarm landed on the hood of one of the semi-trucks at the wholesaler grocers, and they called me to come get them. It's fun to go to get a swarm. It's a good way to start your hive, and it helps everybody to increase the bee population.
Jeffrey, I see an image of you on the website. And there you are, surrounded by bees, and you've got a short sleeve shirt on.
Sure. Bees can sting. Dogs can bite. People can stab you. It's all in how you treat them. I work bees in shorts and a cutoff t-shirt. I have 20 people standing in my bee yard looking at beehives with me. No one's wearing a veil. No one's wearing the gloves. It's easy to work bees. Now, just like some dogs will bite you without provocation, there's some bees who will sting without provocation. Some people are cranky. Some bees are cranky. You'll find that each beehive develops its own personality, just like, you know, each one of your dogs or each one of your children develops a personality, and you'll learn to work with them.
Jeffrey, thanks so much for being with us today and teaching us about bees. And, you know, what we should probably do is set up another class, you and me, and we'll talk about, we'll call this Beekeeping 101. Let's do Beekeeping 102. We'll chat at the meetup. We'll arrange the time, and we'll talk about the next level of beekeeping and why to keep bees. And by the way, let me just ask you a very short answer question. How long does honey last, Jeffrey?
Honey is the only food that doesn't rot or degrade, so honey is good for hundreds of years.
There you go. Jeffrey Maddox, thank you very much. We'll be right back with Guns80.com.
The IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account. You need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4611 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.